Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Lord, we are in your presence. Let it rain once again. Holy Ghost, we are set for you. Grant everyone an encounter. By your power today, liberate your people. You have called this service Freedom Banquet. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone be imparted. Holy Ghost, do what no man can do. Do what no doctor can do. Do what no lawyer can do. Holy Ghost, take affairs of this service today. Interrupt with your signs and your wonders. Let everyone be visited this afternoon. By your word, liberate your people. Let every chain of harassment, every form of captivity be destroyed. We hand over the service unto you. Glorify yourself and magnify yourself. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Oh, let that amen be louder once again. Put your hands together. Let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. He is already here, about to do his strange works. You heard the testifier. He said, anytime I come, something changes. He's already here. And I believe God for you. This afternoon, you that you came, you are not going back the same. Every form of captivity will be destroyed. Anyone in any form of chain, today is your day of salvation. Declare to yourself, it's my day of salvation. The Holy Ghost is set to do his strange works. As we heard the last time, that he is a spirit, is a multifaceted, carry all the graces. In all dimensions. If you read Isaiah chapter 11, 1 and 2, it will show you who the Holy Spirit is. Most of the time, we limit him only to power. But that is not it. He's going to go to verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2. It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord is the Spirit of power. Then we have the Spirit of wisdom. And, somebody say and. And means you need all. They are all necessary. They are all important. If it was all, that means you can take one and leave the other one. But look at it. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. So, they must all be in operation in your life to fulfill destiny. As I said last Sunday, Samson was operating in some of the spirit. But the spirit of the fear of the Lord was not there. And that anointing became stale and he lost his life. Solomon was operating in the dimension of the spirit. But the spirit of the fear of the Lord was not there. That is why he fell. The man with wisdom became the man that cannot even counsel anyone. That is why you and I need him to baptize us afresh. Today, we are going to take one of the spirit, two of them. First is the spirit of wisdom. Somebody say the spirit of wisdom. We are redeemed to reign as kings and priests on earth. But when you look at a king and a priest. What distinguished them is the spirit of wisdom. I have never seen a man enthroned who is so foolish. As a king, they expect you to have a voice. And for that king to have a voice, he must be baptized with the spirit of wisdom. That is why in our village, when there is an issue, they always sermon you. When you go to the Kinamis, you are going to get the solution. Because we see them as a wise people. Now, when you bring it into where Christ has redeemed us, he expects you and I to operate as kings. He expects you and I to operate as priests. But the principal weapon that we need is the spirit of wisdom. Somebody say the spirit of wisdom. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15. Proverbs 8, verse 15. It says, by me, kings reign. Princes decree justice. By me, princes rule. And nobles, even all the judge of the earth. By me. Talking about the spirit of wisdom. Kings reign. So for you to reign in that area, you need the spirit of wisdom. Somebody say the spirit of wisdom. When you look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. Revelation 5, verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of every kindred, every tongue, people, and nation. And he has made us unto our God. What? Kings and what? Priests. And what are we meant to do? We shall reign on them. Out of every kindred, every tongue, every nation, every people. So don't tell me it's because of your accent. That's why they are not employing you. If there is anybody to struggle with as an accent, it's one of me. I teach people who are born and bred over here. But I'm not once being intimidated by my accent. If I can hear you, you must also hear me. If you are not hearing me, it's not from me, it's from you. Very simple. When you talk, I hear. How come when I talk, you don't hear? Who is the problem? It's not me. He has redeemed us from every tongue. Don't go for an interview and be saying that they didn't hear me. You were the problem. Don't create a problem from yourself. They heard you. I said what? They heard you. In one of my training, when I was looking for a job, in fact, when I got there, when I saw people from different backgrounds, in fact, fear gripped me. But I needed to put myself together. I said, Holy Ghost, take charge. In fact, that was my first experience of teaching in this country. First experience. I've never taught before. First experience. I asked myself, what am I going to teach? But I engaged him and he came through. In fact, after the interview, the principal was running after me. He said, Clement, the children understood you very well. I just turned and just looked at myself. And I told myself, this is Holy Ghost interpretation. Because he has delivered you. So don't let the language be a hindrance. You have every people, hear me, whether you are white, mixed race, black, the color of your blood is what? There is no white. That person has only white blood. It is red. When there is a cut, from a white, you see red. From a mixed race, you see red. From a black, you see what? So why have you limited yourself? He has redeemed us by his blood. That anywhere we are meant to be, we are meant to reign. Hear me, on this land you reign. I say, on this land you reign. On this land, you what? Reign. Why? By the redemption power of Christ. You will no longer be limited again. Look at what is the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom is the dimension of the Holy Spirit that imparts divine insight, direction, and ability to apply God's truth effectively in every situation. is the dimension of the Holy Spirit that imparts divine insight, gives direction, and the ability to apply God's truth effectively in every situation. Look at God's own system. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19. The Lord, by wisdom, has founded the earth. By understanding, he has what? Established the heaven. The Lord, by what? Wisdom. So, all the exploit of the Father is as a result of wisdom operating in him. Now look at Psalm 104, verse 24. Psalm 104, verse 24. Oh Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou what? Made them all. So your Father is operating in wisdom. So the world system that we see is as a result of the wisdom of God. And God expects you and I to carry the same DNA that he has imparted us. From today, when you speak, they will listen. I say, when you speak, they will listen. James chapter 1, verse 5. James 1, verse 5. Look at how wonderful God is. In case you are not sure, look at James 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him do what? That he will do what? Give to some men. Certain men. He will give you what? All men liberally. And what? Put your right hand on your head and say, God, I need the spirit of wisdom. Lord, baptize me afresh with the spirit of wisdom. Lord, baptize me afresh with the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom to operate in that career, to operate in that business, to operate in that career. Let that wisdom be released upon me. Somebody call upon him now. Lord, if anyone asks, you will give to all men liberally and upbraided not. Lord, I am asking this afternoon that you release upon me the spirit of wisdom. Thank you for the empowerment. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And as you have prayed this prayer, you will see God at work in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. The wisdom of God illuminates our mind, impart us with creative abilities for exploit. It illuminates our mind. Look at Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. Proverbs 8, verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. Find out knowledge of what? Witty what? You can't get result and not gain respect. Anywhere there is result, there's automatic respect. Hear me, from today, they will respect you. I said they will respect you. By the wisdom of God that will be operating through you, nobody will look down on you again. Let that amen be very loud. Amen. So every man with result automatically get result. That is why we need him to baptize us afresh. And this afternoon, the Holy Ghost is going to teach you. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. Talking about Solomon. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10. It says, now, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come before these people. For who can judge this, thy people? That is so great. Verse 11. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither have asked any long life, but has asked for the principal thing, which is wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, whom I've made thee king. Look at verse 12. Look at verse 12 quickly. It says, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. I say, wisdom and knowledge is what? Granted unto thee. Because God knew that a man of wisdom is a man of riches. A man of wisdom is a man of honor, because people want to hear you. And a man of wisdom live long, because he knows what to do to live long. And because you didn't ask for these things, but you have asked for the principal thing, I'm not only giving you wisdom, but all the attributes of wisdom, I'm giving them unto you. This afternoon, you are living here with that spirit at work in your life. I say you are living here with that spirit at work in your life. The wisdom of God makes stars. Somebody say, makes stars. It makes stars. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as what? Stars forever. That will be your testimony from today. But hear this. There are three channels to access the wisdom of God. Follow me carefully. Because if you want to be baptized, you need these channels. There are three channels to access the wisdom of God from above. Three of them. One, salvation, which makes Christ the wisdom and the power of God to indwell in us. Salvation, which makes Christ the wisdom and the power of God to dwell in us. So when you are saved, you have Christ in you. Am I right? Every saved child has Christ in him. Am I right? Now, let's see what Christ carries in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24. So that from today, don't let anybody look down on you. What you carry is more than what is in them. He said, greater is he that is in me. Include the wisdom of God than that which is them. Look at it. Now, verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the what? Power of God and the wisdom of God. So if Christ is inside you, what do you carry? What do you carry? What do you carry? And what? What do you carry? And what? What do you carry? And what? So from today, don't limit yourself. Don't let anybody look down on you. Hear me. One thing that I'm not scared of people. Where you are the head, you are the principal. It is your title. I'm also in my own area. So you can't use where you have been positioned to harass me. Never. Because I know what I carry. And what I carry inside me is greater. It's just a matter of time. You are there. But very soon I will overtake. I say very soon I will overtake. Because God is leading me step by step. Little by little. In the calendar of God, you must one day work under somebody. Not because he's better than you, but God is teaching you something. And very soon, with the meekness and with the heart of God in you, you see you scaling height. For somebody hearing me from today, they will not look down on you again. Because I carry Christ, the power and the wisdom of God in me. This is what makes wisdom the birthright of every child of God. Now, the second channel to assess the wisdom of God is through the second channel is through the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. The word of God, which makes wise the word of God. Wise people dwell on the word of God for living. Putting the word to work makes you wiser than your enemy. Putting the word to work makes you wiser. Your enemy will say there is a casting down. But because you carry the word, what will you say? So why are you being downcast? People are talking about people being laid off and your heart is already beating. But the word of God says, be anxious for nothing. But in prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, as I go to my father, he will turn the situation around. It takes a man who carried the word to be wiser than his enemy. Hear me, what made Jesus wise to defeat the devil on that mountain was what he knew. Anytime he will say, Jesus will say, it is written. What is written is greater than what they are saying. If you truly know what is written concerning you, you will not be, your heart will not be beating. Somebody say you are stressed, you are depressed, you are harassed. How will you make it in life? What you carry is greater. Somebody say, what I carry is greater. So a man of the world that dwells on the world is always living in command. Look at Psalm 119. Verse 97. Psalm 119, verse 97. Oh Lord, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all day. Thou through thy commandment has made me what? Wiser than my enemy. For they are what? Ever with me. The word is ever with me. You going to the GP, they gave you the medical report. There is nothing wrong with the medical report. It is their facts. But the truth is greater than fact. The truth is greater than fact. The truth say he has taken. The fact say you have it. The truth say he has taken. The fact say you have it. The truth say he has taken. Now what do you believe? He has taken it. He has taken it. We had a testimony in the first service of one of our sisters. Now the doctors gave a medical diagnosis. Very negative. But he went back to God. He said, God, I am serving you. You must take away this shame. Within 24 hours, everything was reversed. You see a wise man, celebrate Jesus for that. You see somebody who is very wise. Wiser than the enemy. The enemy wanted to sell, but he refused to buy. He wanted to sell, but he refused to buy. That is why you must be a student of the world. Because it's what you know that will deliver you in a day of challenge. I see your liberation coming this afternoon. Look at 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And from a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I see God coming through for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, the third channel is the Holy Spirit, who is also the Spirit of wisdom. Who is the Spirit of wisdom? The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of wisdom. Somebody say the Spirit of wisdom. He is the Spirit of wisdom. When he comes on you, you carry wisdom. You begin to operate in that realm. That is why we need to be baptized. We have been saying this. If you are in the service, you have not been baptized. With the evidence of speaking in tongues, it is holding immediately after the service. After the service, run to where our pastors are. And you'll be prayed with for the Holy Ghost to do his work in your life. The Holy Spirit. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the Spirit of wisdom. For Moses has laid his hand upon him. And look at what followed. And the children of Israel hearkened unto him. You can't carry wisdom and not carry voice. You can't carry wisdom and not carry voice. So from today, in your faculty meeting, they will hear you. In your department meetings, they will hear you. The wisdom of God will distinguish you. My first school that I work, there was one deputy head that anytime I greet, he refused. I don't know what is wrong with him. Well, me, I won't stop greeting because I don't want your countenance to affect my day. So anytime I see him, I smile, he just turns off his hands, hey, over to you. Whatever you are doing, you are the one carrying it. In my heart, I'm cleared. There was a meeting that we had because somebody raised an accusation against him, and I was meant to be there because I was the form tutor of that student. We sat at that meeting, and the parents were very worried. In fact, they were really at him. He was just like cold. He couldn't utter anything. As I sat down, I said, Holy Ghost, I don't want to leave this meeting as I entered. Something must happen. Something must happen. So all throughout, I wasn't talking. I was just looking at them. It was just back and forth, back and forth. And the Holy Ghost gave me a word. As soon as I landed that word, there was a smile in the parent. And that was the end of the issue. It did not escalate because the Holy Ghost came in. Now look at it now. This is the man that when I meet, he ignores. The next time he will see me, he will start laughing. He will start smiling because he knows I carry something that he doesn't have. Hear me, wisdom gives you a voice. It makes you an attraction to people. Hear me, from today where they rejected you, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they will send for you. I said, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they will send for you. The Spirit of wisdom will dignify you. Let that amen be very loud. We saw that manifested in the life of Daniel. And Daniel, he was a captive in a foreign land. But look at Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. Daniel 1, verse 17. Daniel 1, verse 17. And as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and all dreams. Let's jump to verse 20 for the sake of time. Verse 20. and in all matters of wisdom and understanding, that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians, all the astrologers that were in his realm by the wisdom of God. Now look at Daniel chapter 6, verse 3. Daniel 6, verse 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the president. Look at the people that he was preferred for. President is the one who ruled the whole nation, but Daniel was more than him. All the princes, you know what the royal family carry over here? They carry power. But Daniel was above them because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Somebody lift up your right hand. I release upon you the excellent spirit. I release upon you the spirit of excellence. I release upon you the spirit of excellence. From today, the wisdom of God will dignify you. The wisdom of God will beautify you. This wisdom will terminate shame, will wipe away every reproach. Let that amen be very loud. He found them 10 times better. That is where God is going to position you. Now, the next spirit is the spirit of counsel. Somebody say the spirit of counsel. What is the spirit of counsel? What is the spirit of counsel? It is the dimension of the spirit that gives divine guidance, direction, advice, and strategies to help you make right choices and fulfill God's purpose. It is the dimension of the spirit that gives divine guidance, direction, advice, and strategy to help you make the right choices and fulfill God's purpose. It gives you divine guidance, gives you direction, advice, and strategy to help you make right choices and fulfill God's purpose in your life. Today, that spirit will dignify you. Look at Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah 30, verse 21. And thy ear will hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right, and when you turn to the right, you will hear a word behind you. For somebody, every form of confusion has come to an end. When God leads, he makes a leader out of you. He makes a leader out of you. That is why he says, we'll be reigning as kings and priests. Because he's leading you, he's going to make you take the forefront. That will be your testimony. Look at the life of Jesus. In John chapter 5, verse 30. John 5, verse 30. This will help us. John 5, verse 30. He says, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is what? Because I seek not of my own will, but the will of the Father, which has what? Sent me. I can of my own self, God, do nothing. Please be very sensitive to the Spirit of God. Be very sensitive to the Spirit of God. The Spirit of counsel is one of the 7 spirits that God rested on Jesus. And today, you and I will be living with that Spirit. I say you'll be living with that Spirit. I say you'll be living with that Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear this. That spirit guides and directs. It guides and directs. Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou will go. And I will guide thee with my own eyes. When the spirit of counsel is active in your life, confusion disappears. Anyone being confused, today, God will give you clarity. You are in that relationship. You are not sure whether it is right or wrong. God will give you clarity. He will show you the way out. The spirit of guidance gives divine strategies. Somebody say divine strategies. He gives you divine strategies to take command of issues. In the 2 Samuel chapter 5, 19 to 25. We saw how God gave David specific battle strategies that he used against the Philistines. The spirit of counsel teaches you not only what to do, but how to do it effectively. Today, he will come through for you. I said today, he will come through for you. in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the following examples in this commission. God gave the liberation mandate, but divine counsel showed the way to go about with it. Divine counsel. That is why this church is reigning, because we don't do as people are doing. We do as commanded. God gave the word of faith message, but counsel analyzed the message and broke it down into 12 pillars that we run every month. 12 pillars. How many months do we have in a year? 12 months. And how many pillars do we have? We have 12 pillars. So when you stick to these pillars, there's no way your life will not be transformed. I see God visiting you and the family in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is our Freedom Banquet Service. Somebody say Freedom Banquet Service. Hear this. God is set to liberate you. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. You shall know the truth. But hear me. God ever made a statement in the first service. He says, if you want to enjoy life, pay attention to your spiritual life. Pay attention to your spiritual life. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Romans 8, verse 6. If you want to enjoy life, Romans says, to be carnally minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is what? Life. Peace. If you are spiritually strong, you take over. When it is well with you spiritually, you take command in the physical realm. That is why most of the battles in life begin from the spirit realm. You may have a dream. By the time you see it, it has already been manifested. But if you are spiritually alert, even the dream knows that you are spiritually matured. Please build your spiritual life. Somebody say, I'll build my spiritual life. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Let's look at it on the screen now. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, what will happen? So if you sow well in your spiritual realm, you will reap very well. But look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh what? Reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit what? Reap life. What? Mind your prayer life. Your prayer life is going down. It is a strategy of the devil to bounce on you. Because he said, men will only faint if they are not praying. In Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Men ought to pray and not what? So you only faint when you are not praying. You faint to circumstances of life. You faint to all the attacks of the enemy. Build your spiritual life. Your prayer life. We are in the month of the Holy Ghost. Have you ever spent 5 minutes praying in the spirit for empowerment? Hear me. The altar of prayer is the altar of empowerment. Jesus returned in that prayer fashion. Bible says his countenance changed. His countenance changed. That is why the devils will see him and they will scream from afar. Because they have seen that his countenance have changed. Build your Bible studies life. This is the area that the devil start attacking you. Because when you are wordless, you become helpless. When you are wordless, when you are prayerlessless, you lose cheaply. You become cheap meat for the enemy. But I pray that our spiritual life will never run down. How do I assess the knowledge of the truth? Now, the knowledge of the truth is a master key to a world of freedom. The knowledge of the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall what? Set you free. But how do I assess this? Follow me carefully. Covenant keys. One, be born again and keep walking in the fear of God. Be born again and keep walking in the what? Fear of God. Look at John chapter 3, verse 3. John 3, verse 3. Jesus said, answered, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see what is written concerning him. He cannot assess what belongs to him. He cannot see what God has in store for him. So until you are born again, you can't see well. Be born again. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 11. Mark 4, verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom, But unto them that are without, those who are not born again, all these things are done in what? Parable. But look at Psalm 25, verse 14. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that what? Fear him. The secret is the secret of God that gives you security in life. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant, what belongs to them. Hear me. It's what God shows you that makes you a show. In this service, he will show you what you are meant to be. I say he will show it unto you. Look at the testimony of Joseph in Genesis chapter 42, verse 18. Genesis 42, verse 18. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this I do and live. I fear God. Somebody say, I fear God. Fear God. Stop orchestrating against your friend. People are in a church and they are not in touch. They are doing all kinds of evil. And he said, oh, it's my open heaven. Hear me? It's not your open heaven. It's a trap set for the devil for you. But you will not fall into that trap. I say you will not fall into that trap. What is the second covenant key? Crave for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Crave for it. Pray for it. Crave for it. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let me show you this secret concerning Bishop Oyedepo. When God called him into ministry, 26 months, he waited on God for wisdom, for the spirit of wisdom. 26 months. He was on God for the spirit of wisdom. Now that wisdom has given him a voice. Crave for the spirit of wisdom. You are going for that interview, Holy Ghost, speak through me. Give me utterance. Give me confidence. Give me words that will touch them. You are going for that project. Ask for the spirit of wisdom. In fact, it's one of the spirits that I pray for almost every day. Because when you are wise, you are celebrated. When you are wise, you are celebrated. And you have voice. From today, the wisdom of God will dignify you. John, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer you and show you greater things. Look at Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Luke 11, verse 13. If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? This afternoon, God will baptize you afresh. Number three, engage the spirit of obedience towards what God has shown you. Engage the spirit of obedience towards what God has showed you. Hear me, marriage couples, you have learned a lot. The trouble is proud. Both are very proud. They come to learn and they'll still go back and fight because nobody is willing to accept the fact that I am wrong. I need to be corrected. And that's why we need the spirit of wisdom to cancel the spirit of disobedience. We have learned a lot. If all this series that we have had in church, and those who have attended, if you are applying this, you will see these manifold blessings. I think on our way, I was telling my wife, those who have the challenge, they won't show up. And those who are God is helping and they are moving from one step to another, they won't show up. Because the wise, you say, give counsel to the wise and become wiser and wiser. Very, very smart. This was announced to bring peace at home, to bring joy. What a lesson I will learn about safeguarding, about how to run your finances. Very touching. But yet, say, I won't show up. No, let them go and learn. It's what I want to do that I will do. And that is why you are struggling. That is why you are always depressed. Can't you see that some of us, not that we don't have a challenge, but we are too smart. Do you think, I've never had an issue with my wife, but we are very smart. We have a slogan, we never go to bed until that thing is solved. Because in my bed, I have that mentality that in my bed, rapture can come. And angry people will not go to heaven. So I wouldn't go to bed with a heavy heart in case the rapture occurs. I won't do that. Because you are very smart. 1 week, you have not spoken and you are in church. God forgive you. 2 weeks, you need to come forth when we are calling for new convert. 3 weeks, you will need to be prayed for deliverance. We will deliver you. Going for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, counting the days. So I'm not going to talk to her. I'm also not going to talk. Can't you see that your heart is beating faster?
Be very honest. Your heart is beating faster. You are sleeping. You can't even sleep. Instead of 4 hours, you are having 1 hour sleep. And you are just turning up and down. It's not. There's nothing wrong with the bed. It's wrong with your heart. Something wrong with the heart. We have been taught, but we need the spirit of wisdom to cancel the spirit of disobedience and to operate as we have been taught. May God embrace us. May God help us. That whatever we are learning in this church, we'll put them to work. What again? Number four. Sustain the joy of the Lord in your heart. Sustain it. Don't let any devil take away the joy. Sustain it. Look at John 16, verse 22. John 16, verse 22. John 16, verse 22. He said, and you know, therefore, have sorrow. But I'll see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. And your joy, no man, take it rot from you. Don't let that GP take that joy from you. Don't let that employer take that joy from you. They wrote you unfortunate, ye may. We have heard a testimony last 2 weeks. He got unfortunate, but it was reversed. And within 24 hours, they called and said it was a mistake. This is the right ye may send to you. Any form of unfortunate ye may turn to fortunate for you. Don't let anybody take your joy. Look at the dimension of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 14, verse 17. Romans 14, verse 17. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God, it's not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and what? Joy in what? Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost baptized her with the spirit of what? Joy. Look at Psalm 2, verse 4. We are going to read it together. If you don't have this, heaven, you'll be limited, though. Let's go. Psalm 2, verse 4. Yeah, take it. Yes. Let's go. He seated in heaven, what? What will happen to him? He that seated in heaven, what will happen to the person? So heaven is a home for laughters. So if you don't laugh, you have limited yourself. Stay in joy. Stay in joy. Maintain that joy. It was when Hannah's countenance changed that God remembered her. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. No one will bring down your joy again. What again? Stay in love with God. Somebody say, I'll stay in love for God with God. Stay in love for God with God for deep access to the things of God. Stay in love. Stay in love for God. If you love God, you will love His church. If you love God, you will love the members. There are some people here, they are too big to talk to people. Too big. It's God that has engraced you. Where you are, it's not an achievement, too. It's an engracement. Somebody say engracement. It's an engracement. Talk to your fellow people. Church finishes and they are in a rush. They don't want to say hello to anybody. You say, me, I just came to serve God. God's servant made a statement in the first service. God is the source. Men are the channel. God is what? The source. Men are what? The channel. So you can serve God. If you block the channel, it will not reach you. You need somebody. Hear me? This is how you are behaving. When there is a day of challenge, it's a human being that will call 999 for you. It's a human being that will come and visit you. It's God who used that person to come and visit you. You are in a church. You don't count among anybody. Everybody is too low for you. May God help you. Today, after service, make new friends. What did I say? Not the one you came to church with. Somebody you don't know. That one, I love you with the love of God. I salute you with heaven's greetings. Get connected. God being the source, always bring destiny helpers on our way. How lovely it is for the brethren to dwell together in the love of God. May God increase us and may God help us. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate God. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the glory. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the glory. Father, we thank You. Blessed be unto Your holy name. Thank You and thank You, Lord. Thank You and thank You, Lord. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are thankful. Somebody celebrate Him. Give Him all the thanks. Give Him all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God's servant is going to release the prophetic blessings upon us. But hear this. We talked about three channels of wisdom. The first one is salvation, which makes Christ the wisdom and the
power of God to dwell in us. And that makes every child of God a child of wisdom. So if Christ is in you, naturally, you begin to operate in the frequency of Christ. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, we say, Jesus, I need to exhibit what I have been taught. But I need to do what I have also been taught to do. Now, if you don't have Christ in your heart, it's a limitation. Nothing will work. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man opens me, I will come into him, dine with him, and dwell with him. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, say, Jesus, I need you to be resident in my heart. You want to make this prayer? Please lift up your right hand boldly. You need him. You need that personal touch. If it's inside, you begin to exhibit that power naturally. It is first thing first. Lift up your right hand boldly. Nobody's looking at you. You need that encounter. God bless you. God bless you. Lift it up boldly because I want to pray with you now. Lift it up boldly now. I need Jesus in my heart. Need Jesus to be resident in my heart. You have lifted up your right hand. Please take a step of faith. Come to the altar. I want to pray with you now. Come to the altar now. Nobody's looking at you. You need that personal encounter. If I were you, I would run. Because Christ in me is the wisdom and the power of God. You lifted up your right hand, please. Make your way to the front now, quickly now. Make your way to the front now. Church, let's encourage anybody that lifted their right hand by your side. Go to the front now for pastor to pray with you now. Take that step of faith now, quickly. Take that step of faith now. We are waiting for you. Take that step of faith. Come to the altar so that we can pray with you now. You lifted up your right hand. Take that step of faith. Come to the altar so that we can pray with you. The wisdom of God. Power of God. Make your way to the altar now, quickly. Make your way to the altar now. Your right hand was lifted down. You need Jesus into your heart. Take that step of faith. Children are welcome. Adults are welcome. Take that step of faith boldly. Take that step of faith boldly now. Nobody's watching you. It's between you and your God. If I were you, I'll be in a hurry. Because Christ in me, the power and the wisdom of God. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Jesus is waiting for you. 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 Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name. Those of us in front, you have made a best decision for your life. You've been living here practically with Jesus in your life. Now you have taken that step. Put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and for rescuing me from every sin and sinful habit. Thank you for the grace that has reached me today in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of God will speak for you and they will answer for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. We have one of our pastors. They are going to give you a brief message to help you in your journey with Christ. So please open up your eyes now and look at me now. So please go with our pastor on my right. He will have a brief message for you to help you with your journey with Christ. Church, celebrate Jesus for what he's doing in our midst. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Make it louder and bigger.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.